in this match.
If it's a war, you can say whatever you want.
I thought it was a cult. I didn't know what was going on.
The Fed did. I think New York did.
One of your executive vice presidents loves that company.
It's the first ever finishing move that's exclusive to a promotion.
Advantage.
What is going on? We are here for another exciting week of pro wrestling.
Actually, the Monday.
I hope it's exciting.
The Monday of the big game.
Yes. The game we are legally not allowed to call.
The Super Bowl.
Yes.
The Super Bowl.
Which I think that's always like one of the most mind-blowing things that like... It makes sense to protect your brand.
Yeah, but like you don't think of like about that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
You can't call March Madness... March Madness.
Yeah.
You have to call it the tournament or some shit like that.
That's kind of just a recent thing, though, because, like, for the longest time, NCAA didn't own it, and then finally, like, hey, maybe we should, like, trademark this March Madness business.
That's where the money always is. Licensing. We see it in wrestling all the time. Where's the money? Licensing.
But I'm kind of shocked that, like, some fucking jabroni from Reddit didn't beat them to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like...
Well, now that we know the power of Reddit...
that's true. Reddit does... Let's not underestimate Reddit anymore. Although... You've heard the story about the Young Bucks almost owning Bullet Club, right?
Like, yeah. Well,
they just looked and New Japan did not copyright it.
Yeah, it would have been, like, you know how much it would have been? Like $150.
It definitely would have been worth the investment.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, the game was last night. Buccaneers won, so if you're a Tom Brady guy, good for you.
I mean, the heel went over. I don't know. What can you say?
I don't know. Like, I've always been more anti-Patriots and more anti-Tom Brady.
Me too. He's beaten me to submission. It's been so long, I just want to see more. I don't think you can fairly judge that game. That could very well be the Super Bowl next year, too.
Beat you into submission. I think the Rams are the only team he beat twice in the Super Bowl.
I mean, we beat them.
Yeah. So. You also lost to them.
We also lost to them. He cheated.
I use that excuse, too, for the first one, at least.
They did cheat.
I know, but...
Do you know the story behind the Eagles... Patriots big game,
the one where McNabb went out drinking all night.
Yeah, that one, which T.O. is still tweeting about. By the way, it's hysterical. That was 17 years ago,
and just a little bitter, just a tad bitter.
Oh, they hate each other. It's which, of course, we get the third or fourth best wide receiver of all time, yeah. And McNabb, who went on to win the MVP the next year,
McNabb was taking literal scrubs to the NFC Championship game year after year. Then he finally gets
McNabb
a good receiver.
McNabb was a very good.
He was making Todd Pinkston look like Randy Moss.
Todd Pinkston and Freddie Mitchell.
Todd Pinkston needs to be my man in Madden.
Was he good in Madden? He had alligator arms.
I don't think that's a stat in Madden.
I can't throw in a compliment at him because I'm afraid he's going to drop that too.
And you also don't like alligators.
I know. Well, why would you even? Yeah, there's no way you could say he's an alligator as a compliment. Fucking dinosaur horses that live in the South.
I've heard people call Tim Tebow a gator, and that's a compliment.
Nothing for Tim Tebow is a compliment. I don't know if you know this or not, but I got asked, me and a couple people that you know that frequent this venue, got asked to leave a AAA baseball game because we were heckling.
I can just fucking imagine.
One of them got a little tipsy.
I wonder which one.
And was very upset about the overtime Steelers game.
Oh, God.
But, you know, there's never a compliment. Fuck alligators.
You heard it here first.
You hate them. Like, I don't think you understand. I don't hate them. I don't understand the idea that people live amongst them.
So what you're telling me is you created COVID in order to get out of going to Tampa last year.
Absolutely.
You've heard it here first.
No,
folks.
I'm more of the head coach. I instructed Ben Roethlisberger to give it to China.
How about him getting a comeback player of the year vote? What the fuck?
He played really good until he
I
didn't.
Know, but, like, how in your right mind do you not vote Alex Smith? Like, yes, Big Ben came back from injury. Alex Smith came back from near amputation. I think there's levels to this.
Yeah, no, there's only one. But has there ever been a unanimous comeback player of the year?
I don't think so.
But, yeah, I don't know. It was a good game. I can't.
But anyone from America probably already turned this off, so let's get back on focus.
Anyone not from America?
Is that what I said?
No, you said anyone from America.
Well, I'm sure a lot of them are mad, too.
Yeah, but the heel went over. Happens time to time. We'll see it next year.
I don't know. I think Mahomes is becoming a pretty big heel. Like, I got so angry at that perfect pass he threw as he was like...
Oh, when he ran away from everyone?
Yes.
And was going down and dropped a dime to Mecole Hardman, who just dropped it?
A 30-yard dime while he was completely horizontal. It makes no sense.
You can't place that game on
it. No, you'd be a fool if you did.
No, you had Ndamukong and Sue, I'm pretty sure, has killed 45 people in your mouth.
I mean, his name does mean House of Spears.
Yes, it's insane. It's insane. And you also, and Jason Pierre-Paul had a hand in it, too.
I don't know if that was supposed to be a joke, but I see what you did there.
It was. I saw a hysterical tweet that was like, a prop bet for the league would be Jason Pierre-Paul forcing a fumble or recovering a fumble right after on the first play of the game, because after a bunch of fireworks, there's a chance for a blown handoff. And
So the Rams beat the Bucks on a Monday night in November, and our good buddy Jared Goff threw a pick to Jason Pierre-Paul, and he was getting clowned for throwing an interception to someone who doesn't have all their fingers.
There was a Rams fan here last night, and we talked about it a lot.
Yeah, it was quite the embarrassing moment for Mr. Goof.
Now you don't have to worry about him.
I don't, but
I feel bad for him.
You know what? Jared Goff is the best Rams quarterback in my lifetime, and I don't know if that's sad or not, but it's just the fact.
It is. I'm not going to lie, it is.
It's just the fact.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, Kurt Warner had more success, but he was only here like 3 years and we shipped him to the Giants. And his career died until he resurrected as a 40-year-old in Arizona somehow.
And had a great playoffs.
And Mark Bulger was extremely underrated, but he never really won much.
Nobody in the Rams really won much in the last 20 years, Tony.
I know. My life is... I've had a miserable life as a football fan. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. The first time Aaron Donald won Defensive Player of the Year, I was so excited because, like, the Rams never win anything. So I was like, Johnny Hecker would make the Pro Bowl, and I'd be so happy. But now that, like, I've tasted some sort of success, I really don't care that he won Defensive Player of the Year.
Well, I think he got better.
So.
He shouldn't have won.
I don't want to – I'll get into this debate with you later.
It could have gone either way. I'm just trying to fucking bust you. He should have won.
Well, you're not the old – I got so many texts when you won, and it was
– Well, you're surrounded. You're in Pennsylvania.
But it wasn't even from Steelers fan. It was just people being dicks.
No, I'm fully wholeheartedly think Aaron Donald should have won, but it could have gone either way.
I think Xavien Howard should have won. 10 picks is ridiculous.
That is outstanding.
That's and he only got 6 votes.
I mean, when you have okay, never mind. Let's get off football. We have a lot to talk about today. Actually, not that much to talk about. New Japan struck a deal, kind of. I think.
No, they did.
Yeah, in the United States, and hopefully they fixed their fucking website. And
if that doesn't win Rivalry of the Year this year, I'm gonna be disappointed.
What, me versus the
New versus New Japan World.
It better. I'm going. I'm. I will fight it, and I will throw powder. A WWE superstar signed a very, very controversial re-signing, and this is where I hate wrestling fans, and we'll get into that later. Some NXT news, and for all of you that know this, I mean, the Forbidden Door has been opened, and we will also talk about NXT TakeOver, Vengeance Day, and we will see you in just a minute.
So, we got a little bit of news to talk about on this day that you see clearly. Everything has come to life.
Everyone watches on record. All right, let's go.
So, what's kicking us off?
New Japan has reached an American TV deal, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, so New Japan has announced they will be on the Roku channel, which isn't really a channel at all, but I don't even, like, do you have to have a Roku?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out Bitcoin. I don't know how to do a Roku.
I'm not sure how that works either, but anyway, they
will. They couldn't pick a less popular streaming service, but it's better than the one they have.
Stop it.
No, I'm never stopping this. Find me Harold Meji, who I don't even think is reading there anymore.
He stepped down like 8 months ago.
Just find me somebody. Find me Jay White. Give me Gato. I'll hit him with a chair.
Very softly?
Yes, extremely. I'll be killing him softly with this song.
Brother him softly. But anyway, yes, they'll be on the Roku channel. It was also later unveiled that they were in discussions with both the CBS Sports Network and ESPN. But the CBS Sports Network spot wasn't paid. They would just get advertising space and advertising revenue. And ESPN didn't want to take a chance without viewership numbers, which they didn't have, because when they were on Access TV, Access wasn't a part of the Nielsen ratings, which they are now. So New Japan really got boned on that deal. But the good news is the Roku deal... But
I think that's better than a flat-out no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is kind of where I'm going if you didn't fucking cut me off.
Okay. Do I look like a fucking future seer?
Well, considering we talked about this before you went on the air, I think you should have known.
I honestly didn't know where you were going.
Well, it's okay. It happens. But the Roku deal is not exclusive, so that's the good news. Well, so if they do well on Roku and they could show proof, I don't know if like Roku... I'm sure Roku knows how many people are watching.
Yeah, nobody doesn't know anything anymore. We're in the time of everybody knows everything always. So, you fucking think of a toaster and 87 ads that will show up on you.
That is some online real true shit. That is honestly some real true shit and some really creepy shit. But that's like, all right, now I'm going to go on a mini tangent. Like all these people, all these anti-vaxxers that are concerned about tracking chips, all own smartphones.
Yeah. And they go to very, 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 very unsecure websites.
Now, we'll just leave that at that. But it just grinds my gears, as Peter Griffin would say.
Yes.
But anyway, if they could potentially go back to ESPN and say, hey, this is what we're doing to Roku. Are you still interested? And I don't know if the show would be on ESPN, ESPN2. I mean, they have a lot of ESPN hours. ESPN Plus, yeah,
that'd
potentially.
That would get me to buy it.
ESPN has lots of content hours they need to fill, so they definitely would have a place for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
It's like over 1,000 hours a week.
Yeah.
Cause I just listened to a podcast with former ESPN CEO John Skipper, and he's like, you literally have to fill 5 or 6 days of content a day.
I felt awful for them at the start of the pandemic when there was nothing going. Like, they were airing the most random shit.
They were airing Eagles concerts.
They were airing Eagles concerts. It was like that, you know, that one day of the year where they have like ESPN 8, the Ocho, and they like air all the obscure
sports. They literally brought the Ocho back a couple times.
That's what I mean. It was like the Ocho every fucking day. Like, there was like darts, and you were betting on darts, weren't you?
Table tennis, but.
Table? That's even worse.
It's like a sport.
That's even worse.
Don't ever bet on cricket. I ever tell you what I, the time I bet on cricket?
I don't think so.
When I got surgery, so I was like up at, you know, your surgery, you're up at weird times, you sleep at weird times.
Yeah. Oh, I do that anyway.
So like, I got up and I had pain, so I took like a perk or whatever they gave me. And
pop the perk and start betting.
Cricket was on. I'm like, I'm betting on cricket. Well, I didn't know at the time that cricket games can last for fucking months. I laid a bet and 2 weeks later I lost it. I live bet and 2 weeks later I lost the bet.
It's a bad beat.
But see, this is the time where you would want it, because the Australian and Open is on at like 3 in the morning.
That's true, yeah.
And I love watching tennis. You ever watch tennis? It's outstanding.
Dude, like the way you shit on soccer, that's how I am with tennis.
Oh, but tennis is cool.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Serena, I could appreciate greatness in any sport. Like, I could watch Serena.
Yes. I'm like the same thing, yeah.
But I can't watch two geeks play tennis.
I want you to watch, it's on YouTube, the entire Novak Djokovic, Andy Riddick, Wimbledon. It was the first time a Brit...
Yeah, it was the first time a
filthy Brit won Wimbledon.
In years.
In like 100 years.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
See, that's just a great sports moment.
I can see you watching the Ryder Cup, too.
Yeah.
Golf and Masters.
I could get behind that. I always watch the last day. I'm not watching Thursday Masters coverage.
I just watch Thursday, Friday, and Saturday the Waste Management Open. So this is I'm a golf guy. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it, but I love watching it. I love to hate Bryson DeChambeau. If he ever came to W event, I'm throwing a cup at him.
I don't think he would.
I think he would. You see those arms, dude?
He's gigantic. He does have very big arms.
You can't say over a cross platform thing that he's not winning the 24/7 championship.
Well, Doug Flutie just won it, so I can't say anything.
That man is a serial.
But like, you're telling me you wouldn't love to go to like a Champions League game in like Spain or Germany.
Oh, I would. That would be nuts. Don't hate soccer. I love agitating soccer.
I know, it's a gimmick. But like, you'd think as a wrestling fan, you'd understand why that's not a good idea.
That's why I do it. It just brings me joy.
So you
I
like
bring
tearing,
the darkness.
You just you like tearing other people down.
Oh, I love it. There's nothing better. Because I will say this. Wrestling fans are very ridiculous. There's no more protective fans in this world than soccer fans.
I think wrestling fans are worse.
No, they are not.
Because there's less of them.
No, they are not.
There's less of them, so they are even more insecure.
No, they are
not. Like, whether you like soccer or
not. Go for a hardcore soccer fan and tell them soccer sucks. They will pull up, like, fucking Pele stats. And the comment, we're like, this guy ran 11 miles this game. I don't care. And it wasn't fucking nothing. Defense doesn't win championships. It wins soccer games.
There's probably people mad at us right now for calling it soccer.
And yeah, mostly everybody in Britain.
Do you fucking love pissing off Britain?
I do.
I don't know why.
Because they sing and they hold their shoes up for Zach Gibson.
What's wrong with that?
I wanted to slap. NXT TakeOver Cardiff is one of my favorite shows of all time. When they're doing...
I don't think you realize how similar, like, the Premier League and college football in America are in atmosphere.
It's the exact same thing. See, the thing is, though, you're not going to explain. I do understand. I do.
They sing in America, too, like college football games. Like, I don't want to hear that shit.
Listen, football spelled with two O's, not a fucking U.
Well, it is spelled with two O's in Britain, which is what you're shitting on.
No, is it F-U-T-B-O-L?
No, that's in Latin America.
Oh, well.
That people spell like that here to differentiate it from our football.
Oh, okay. But our football's better.
In England, they spell it F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L.
Listen.
They spell like human. Although they spell color with a U, and I cannot get behind that.
And gray with an E.
I can't. Although I do that accidentally sometimes. And
yeah.
And autocorrect does not correct me.
No, it doesn't. Well, it's technically not wrong.
That's true.
But, listen, if they wanted soccer, they would have won the fucking war.
Funnily enough, they are the ones that came up with soccer, not us. But they get mad at us when we say it. It's an English term.
I don't care what it is.
It's soccer. I'm just trying to educate.
I'm sorry. You find me at the Tom Brady of football.
Like
Messi? I don't know.
Probably Ronaldo. Zlatan, maybe. Zlatan's been.
This is where I break with my traditions.
Yeah.
I love Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
How do you not?
He's the fucking man.
Yeah, how do you not love him?
I don't know. Man. You bend it like Beckham. I don't know soccer players.
Beckham?
I don't know. Give me Jackham and you can keep Beckham.
It's not Beckham. It's pronounced the same last way as Odell's name. It's Beckham.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what you can say.
That was just an accident, but
you know. You like pissing off the Brits.
Soccer sucks. I hate it. I love it. World.
You don't love it. Are you bipolar?
A little bit.
I think I am too.
But World Cup, phenomenal.
Yeah,
greatest sporting event.
If anyone hates the World Cup, you're not human.
Yeah, it's great. I'm like, let's go fucking Belgium, and I have no idea.
If you hate the World Cup or the Champions League, you are not human. Anything else I can
understand. You know the main reason why I hate soccer?
No, I don't.
Because my Premier League team sucks.
Who do you like?
Bayern Munich.
In the Premier League.
See, but why are there different leagues?
They're in the Bundesliga.
Why is there
different leagues? Does Premier League sound German? And they just won the Champions League last year. What do you mean they suck?
That's what I meant, the Champions League. I don't know. I like that. Who was that fucking Belgium big guy? He had big afro.
Fellini.
Yeah. He's my favorite player. He's my favorite player.
None of what you just said are connected in any way possible.
Yeah, but why is there different leagues and why is it based on performance?
Because they're in different countries. That's like saying, why does Canada have their own football league? Because they're in fucking Canada.
You're right. I'm running out of juice here. And I just like pissing off soccer fans. I like live betting soccer, though.
You'll bet anything.
I will. We just established I bet cricket and table tennis.
You're probably mad that we're not in the UK because they could bet wrestling over there.
And I did bet darts. You were right.
I know, because you told me.
What else are you going to do?
I'm like Jimmy Spencer. I never forget.
I don't even know what that's from.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Okay, well, continue.
Where
were we?
We're talking about New Japan's TV deal.
But it's good for them.
Yes.
I mean, any more exposure than that shitty website they have.
And I don't know what I think it's just going to be like a one-hour show every Thursday. And it's kind of going to be like the deal where they did on Access, where they just show, like, random matches from past shows.
That's fine.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
That's what I'm saying for the show. But that's fine. Get people interested. And then if ESPN gets interested, then bring in the weekly show.
I don't think they're ever going to have a weekly show. It's just not how they operate.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, like the new beginning on ESPN.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Although ESPN America is weekly. ESPN America. New Japan America is weekly. Yeah. So
like, start with the classics. Show Okada Omega. Show Muda and Liger. Show Yoshihashi and Doki. I don't know. And then just put together an hour show. And I trust them to do that. And then if you get people interested, then you move into the future. But it's a good deal. They actually, in a wrestling world that we all talk about TV deals and ratings now, and they were kind of the one left behind, it's a very big step.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if they're hell-bent on still Western expansion, then you definitely need some sort of TV presence.
And I tell you what, they've done a very good job at Western expansion in the last 10 years.
I thought you were going to say in the last week. In the last week, they've done a good job.
In the last 10 years, they did. They added English commentary.
But I think it kind of stalled out once.
It did.
They were on the right track, then they kind of got fucked by the AEW fellas.
Yeah.
But it seems like that's being made right now, yeah. So,
yeah, but it's good for them. I love their product. I hate their website, but I love their product.
You really hate that. What do you hate more, soccer or the website?
The website.
Okay.
I can watch soccer. That's... I can't.
I try to watch the website.
But I can't. I can watch soccer and have a cup of coffee and think I'm drinking tea and telling the Brits to fuck off. But I cannot. I try to watch on New Japan World and I can't. I want to watch a Liger match and they give me bad luck Fale. I don't understand.
I love that you insist on alienating 9/10 of our potential audience.
I know. I'm sorry. I love you, Britain.
With the soccer talk, it's all of the world except us.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That's why I said 9/10.
I don't know. I'm the dumb American on the show. Definitely the dumb one.
Although I think if we're talking the world, America has to be like at least like 3/10. So we'll say 7/10.
Yeah. No, soccer's nothing wrong with it. I just love agitating soccer fans. Don't even like pissing them off. One of my good buddies who we spoke of earlier played for U.S. youth soccer. And I just love when he gets a little booze, I just love soccer.
You definitely get him fired up.
Oh, we wrestled here last week.
This is a different... Is this the same wrestling story I've already heard? Is that what started it, or is this a different wrestling
That's
story?
That's what started it.
Okay. That makes sense.
But, yeah, but he was a very good soccer
player.
Could
say it was a colossal tussle.
It was a colossal tussle.
So, segue into what we're talking about next. I set you up.
Yeah, speaking of that, Cesaro re-signed.
I forgot that was next. I thought the NXT story was next.
It's the same thing. It's the umbrella, brother. But Cesaro re-signed with the WWE, and people lost their goddamn minds.
To be fair, it wasn't as many people as I expected. I expected most of the internet to be mad about this, but it was really only a vocal minority. But I don't know how you could look at everything that's going on except the actual in-ring product and, like, realize why Cesaro... Like, he's probably making good money.
I'd say probably his downside is probably about $750.
His fiance is a trainer in NXT.
Who's his fiance?
I'm not going to expose his business. You could Google it.
Okay.
I'm not going to expose his business.
That's fair.
Maybe he doesn't want people knowing. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's... The information is out there on the internet. I will say that.
Okay.
He's a fixture on Up, Up, Down, Down, which is, you could clearly tell he enjoys getting paid to play video games.
Mm-hmm. He does nothing, gets paid. He's just like his partner. He spent a year under Shinsuke learning the tricks of the trade.
He's learned the way.
He's learning the tricks of the trade. He's going to try to swing somebody. He's going to go around once and drop them now.
You know what? If he's a heel, that would be great heat.
That would be awesome. That'd be great heat, yeah.
And we know there's one thing WWE loves is getting heat.
He was supposed to
get the Shinsuke spot in the gauntlet, but they weren't sure if he was staying or not.
Yeah, which, that's fair too.
And it seems like he's, at least for now, getting a push. We know what happens when that ink dries, but at least for now, he's getting a push.
I know, it's different for everybody. Everybody gets a slight push on TV. Ziggler just wins championships.
Yeah, and random championships too. He's never the wins the world title, but like, SmackDown tag titles with Bob Roode, who's barely seen, you got it. By the way, their new remix theme is awful. Terrible.
Definitely not Jericho.
Jericho's the pinnacle.
But, I mean, this is good for him.
So what do you make of Cesaro staying?
He's kind of the guy that seems to me that he's a job for life.
Yeah, if he wants to, he could be a trainer afterwards.
Yeah, he's a great wrestler. And everybody knows that. He's going to put over young talent. And young being 26 or younger.
Here we go.
I got so angry.
I know. You were texting me for like 3 days straight about the whole age thing.
Because it's asinine. It's fucking asinine. I don't want to talk about it now.
No, I see their point. They just make it poorly.
But then that's not a good point, then.
I didn't say it's a good point. It just wasn't expressed very eloquently. Yeah.
But I think he's the perfect guy to work with the guy next on top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I just want... I'm not the type of guy who is like, oh, this guy should be world champion or he sucks. But I really do want Cesaro to at least get a good run with at least a mid-card belt, please.
Yeah, and he had one, but that was 11 years ago.
I know, it's the only thing. He won a singles title 6 months after debuting, and then never won one again.
Yeah, but yeah, give him a long run. Let him win the world champ, I don't care.
I mean, yeah, I'd love it, I just don't think that's...
I don't think he's like, oh, he needs to be... He's not the champion, so he's getting wasted away there. He should come wrestle on Wednesdays. Like, you know?
And, like... AEW can't be signing everyone either because they have
2 hours to fill, and like 3 hours, and like three of those 2 hours is Cody.
I thought you said like three of those 2 hours are Dark because that show is longer than WrestleMania.
There was 15 fucking matches.
I know. Dark is legitimately like 3.5 hours. Jesus. I'm not. Yeah,
people watch that.
Yes.
Ugh.
But to be fair, The only reason it's 3.5 hours is Tony Khan is trying to be a nice guy and give, like, a lot of out-of-work wrestlers bookings, which I think is
admirable.
That's
fine. Yes, that's admirable. But, I don't know. I think he could do a lot of good there. He could be an excellent trainer. And you know what? He's probably making good money.
I just don't think it was ever realistic that he was leaving. And
no, I don't think it was either.
Like, people see people's contracts are up, and then they get all excited, and they always just end up letting themselves down.
But what would he do there? What would he do there?
I mean, he's good friends with the Bucks and them, so he'd probably get a decent run, but what we saw FTR get a good run, and it kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
He would lose to Cody.
Stop it.
Stop it. This is not being negative. This is what would happen. He would come into Cody, he would cut some good promos, if that's possible for him, which the jury's still out, and he would lose to Cody in a match on pay-per-view, and then he would wrestle Sean Spears on Dark.
I mean...
Or he'd join the Dark Order, and I don't know which one's worse.
Stop it.
I'm not being negative.
You're being very negative.
I'm not being negative. Tell me that's not one of the two things that would happen if he went there.
I mean, it's possible. I don't fucking know. Nick's officially acquired Derrick Rose.
Outstanding news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. D Rose and Nick.
Yeah.
That poor bastard. That poor bastard
is right.
Although they're not horrible. They're just bad. They're just...
I mean, he was on the Pistons, so...
Yeah. Good for him.
Or not good for him. Who knows?
I don't know. Let him get more shine. To get that New York paycheck. But, that's what happened with but Cesaro's fine. If he gets a little push now and then he goes and meets a trainer, like that guy training wrestling talent, there's nothing wrong with that. The same thing with Samoa Joe. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? If he was on Raw, I'd say he absolutely had no hope. But the fact that he's on SmackDown and Daniel Bryan clearly has influence on SmackDown.
Yeah. They're 2 for 2 with unbelievable matches.
Like, get Ricochet to fucking SmackDown, because Daniel Bryan would do something with the guy.
Well, do you think once Bryan retires, he'll get a little more control and maybe want that?
I think if he wants... See, he's a 2-time dad now, so I don't know how much he's going to want to travel. But I'm sure if he wants a full-time creative team job, he has it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not been a bad word about him online.
I guess he's, like, really, like, trying. He's going to all the meetings. He's, like, doing it. Like, I guess he's really trying to do his job well, which is the opposite of what I heard about Edge, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't know if Edge is still even doing the role.
I don't know. He's a full-time competitor now.
He is. He's on all 3 fucking shows this week.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
But just, it's a difference in booking. Edge went right to the big time, you know what I'm saying? Edge didn't really work a lot of indies. And Bryan sees these guys, and Edge is putting the stars out there. So,
but I will say, on all 3 of Edge's appearances, he's tried to put over young guys and Nakamura. I can't say Nakamura's a young guy.
Hey, he gave Nak time on TV.
He did. It's more than you could say about some people.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, Daniel Bryan. If Daniel Bryan's in charge, Cesaro probably has a good run.
I mean, Nakamura did beat Finn Balor for the Intercontinental title in an empty Wells Fargo Center. That building was desolate. Filled up nicely once the show actually started, though. But anyway, that's that. Yeah. Cesaro resigned. Good for him. I'm sure he's making bank. He's getting paid to play Uno every Wednesday. So. Yeah,
and he probably has a job for life.
I wish I could get paid to play Uno.
I suck at Uno, though.
Uno's awesome.
It is awesome.
Uno's great.
Did you ever play the new one? There's, like, different rules?
Yeah.
I was playing with some friends a few weeks ago, and I had a draw until I got a card I can play, and I drew like 11 fucking cards.
You gotta get the deck where all the draw cards are blank, and you can write your own rules on them.
No, that's absurd. That's absurd.
There's some, especially if there's alcohol involved, there's some wild rules.
I've played alcoholic Jenga before. Did you ever do that? You have to write a rule on.
I hate Jenga.
So do I. I hate Jenga.
It's, first of all, the person who tips over, it's a pain in the balls to clean up. No one wants to clean up all those fucking
balls. It's like Kerplunk.
Yeah, like, who the fuck... Who wants to clean up all that? That's... Like, let's just play Monopoly.
I'm a cunt at Monopoly.
Ooh, that's the second week in a row the hard C word got dropped on this podcast.
But it's in about me, not on Nancy Grace this week.
Or Nancy Drew. Take your pick.
Oh, yeah. We're not gonna leave the fact that you thought a fictional character was an A-list celebrity.
First of all, how dare you call Nancy Grace an A-list celebrity?
That's what you're talking about. At a point, Nancy Grace was.
No, we were talking about D-list celebrities at that point.
At a point, Nancy Grace was an A-list celebrity, which is hysterical in this country.
Now she's relegated to the Dr. Oz show.
Yeah. My, the Mighty Fall.
Syndicated television.
Daytime syndicated television.
Well, I mean, most syndicated television is daytime or late night these days.
Where Dr. Oz is like, here, if you drink this water, you're going to grow a 98-inch penis.
A third dick? Where'd the second one come from? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about that off air. But that's it. Good for Cesaro. And I will let you direct this next thing. The NXT title possibly being defended at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so our good friend over at WrestleVotes tweeted that WWE is giving a big amount of consideration to defending the NXT title at WrestleMania, especially considering that the event is once again a two-night extravaganza. What do you make of this? Do you think we'll see it happen? Would you personally do it? And what's the max you would book?
Yes, I would do it. And if you want to think it's a third brand and not anything else, you have to do it. Two, yes, it should happen. I would do it.
Well, two was, will it happen?
Yeah. Two was, yes, it will happen.
Okay.
Three, I would do it.
Four. That was one. Where the fuck? No, one was, never mind, just go. This is, semantics aren't important.
Three questions. Yes,
yeah,
I would do
you
it.
You pulled out four.
Yes, they should do it. Yes, it will happen. It will close night one. I guarantee it.
That wasn't the third question. The three questions was, would you do it?
Yes.
Will it happen? And what's the match you'd book?
Right.
Those are the three fucking questions.
The match I'd book would be Cross and Balor, and I'd have Cross if you really want. Cross is special. We both agree that.
I don't think it's happening. Cross is main roster bound. Like that's the which also we need to talk about.
I didn't even know that.
Well, didn't you see that? I could have sworn I sent you that Theory and Cross were being groomed for the main roster because we both said, "Wow, Theory grooming."
Oh yes, we did. But I don't think I remember. That's what I remember from that text, not the Cross part.
Yeah.
But if Cross is staying there.
I don't think he is. I mean, he's already interacted with. They already teased the match with Edge.
And Orton.
And, well, I think that was Orton going into business for himself.
But
which
okay.
He does on Twitter a lot.
Then I would do Finn Balor and Adam Cole.
You're missing the point. What's the biggest match NXT could do right now? O'Reilly Balor 3. O'Reilly.
Yes. Yes, that's it. But would they believe that would be the casuals?
What's WrestleMania? You don't have to sell it to the... Like, people... I doubt one single person will... And this isn't me shitting at NXT. Well, it is kind of me shitting at NXT, but everyone's shitting at NXT these days.
If it's the truth, you're not shitting.
I don't think one single person is going to buy a ticket to WrestleMania for the NXT title match. You're
no.
buying a ticket to WrestleMania because it's WrestleMania.
Not at all.
So I don't think it matters necessarily.
But you're right. You're absolutely 100% right. Balor O'Reilly 3 should be the match.
And I don't
and
think
give them 40 minutes.
I don't think it'll close night one. I'll probably open night one.
That's fine too.
You know,
I'm a big fan of opening the curtain just as much as I am closing the curtain.
But
try following that though.
Well, I mean it's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So you're dismissing you think Pete Dunne is zero chance this Sunday. Because you automatically jump to Finn Balor. I don't want to jump ahead of our predictions, but
yeah, but I think Balor has. If they are going to do it at Mania, I think Balor has to have
that's,
a chance.
That's basically the point I was trying to get
yeah,
to.
I think because I love Pete Dunne. Nobody gives a fuck about Pete Dunne.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, nobody gave a fuck before Pete Dunne before he stopped getting and complaining about him. Finn Balor's a star there. When Finn Balor came from Japan, I don't mean absolutely nobody gives a fuck about Pete Dunne. But compared to the fans Balor have, he's recognizable, number one. He wrestled the main roster for years. He's probably the best wrestler they have on that brand. And for the people that know, him and O'Reilly already had two classics.
But isn't that part of the problem, that Finn Balor is your biggest star on what is supposedly the brand that's supposed to get guys ready for on SmackDown? Supposedly. Whether it is or not, you could debate.
It's not.
But supposedly, that's the point of the brand.
Yeah, it was the point of the brand. It's not anymore.
But isn't that the issue that, you know, a guy in his 40s is the star? Like, you're getting back into the age thing. I think it's, like, a legitimate... Now, I don't think the problem is that Finn Balor's 40.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that NXT is supposed to be the show for the young people. And I don't mean, like, the young wrestlers. I mean,
young
like,
fans.
People our age are supposed to like NXT.
And we do.
And we do. And you have a guy in Pete Dunne that's our age, and he's in the same place he was 4 years ago.
Then I don't understand. Well, you know what I would have? You know what I have done? You know what I would have?
What would you have done with Dunne?
I try to say a few words there that just did not come out. I would do a fuck finish Sunday and have Dunne take it from him at Mania. That's how you make a fucking star.
I could get down with that.
That's how you make a star. And then bring McAfee back for that match.
That'd be cool. I could get down with that.
But that's how you make a star. We're talking about making stars. Finn Balor is a star. He's wrestled all over the world. He's a star to non-hardcores and hardcores.
Yeah.
I'd
agree with that.
He's one of the most traveled wrestlers in the world right now. He had success everywhere he goes, and he's that goddamn good.
I would agree with all that.
You have these kind of the internet nerds, not in a bad concept. You know what I'm saying?
Just the hardcore fans.
Yes, follow me here. That's saying this guy's Pete Dunne's good. He had a 5-star match in Chicago and is in the same exact place, if not in a worse off place, because he's kind of just floundering. Have him go over Dunne at Mania. Have him go over Balor Mania. I think that's what they have to do. Do something fucky this Sunday, and they can pull it off.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that.
And then have Balor or have Dunn take it to him for Mania. That's how you make a star.
Yeah,
And what's Dunn? 26, 27, somewhere in there.
I think he's, yeah, about that.
Because I know he was like 21 at the first championship or the first UK tournament.
I want to say like 25, maybe.
Well, that's Pete Davidson.
Although Pete Davidson is awesome too. I love self-deprecating.
His movie was good.
I haven't seen it.
It's very good. Like yeah. it's not even just funny. It's a good movie.
Well, it's basically like his story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whoever wrote it, which I think it's him.
He wrote it.
It's amazingly written.
Yeah.
He is 27.
27. Okay.
He's November 9th, 1993.
So, he's the kind of guy that should be getting pushed on Raw or SmackDown, but...
Yeah.
I mean, all right, let's talk about the age thing a little bit. I know you...
I'm in.
But what do you think it is? Do you think it's a lack of faith in these guys? Or do you think it's fear from WWE that they're not going to get over? What do you think it is?
I think it's something that nobody's...
Whether it's a problem or not, it's a fact. WWE pushes are in their late 30s, early 40s.
I don't think it's as much of a problem as people say it is.
That's not what I'm trying to debate. Yes,
let me make this point.
Okay, though. Yes, I know. This has been boiling over, so...
I think it's a lose-lose situation with the fans. Think about it. We watch these guys. We watch these guys go WWE. It'd be so cool if they came to WWE. Styles, Nakamura, and Balor all came with WWE after they're 35. Are you not going to make those fucking guys stars?
Well, they've done a really good job with Nakamura, let me tell you.
But we know that's something else. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These guys are world travelers that we've watched forever. There's just it's probably a good thing that all these guys are that good when they're coming in. AJ Styles was, 43 now? He was 38 when he came to WWE. What are you going to do? Because he's 38, not make the best wrestler in the world a fucking star?
Well, to be fair, I think...
Cross is 35. Are you going to come in and make him work his way up? I think it's just a plethora of riches right now, and I don't think that's what people are talking about.
To be fair, I don't think they planned on making AJ Styles a star. It's just kind of...
Well, it happened.
I know.
Well, it happened. So you can't make that argument anymore. They treated him very well.
Not at first.
But he got the match with Jericho, and then he
earned it. Yes.
But, like, are you not going to put these guys in a prominent position just because they're coming over at a long time? I did, and make a division, make age divisions. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if Finn Balor came over at, he's 41 or 42, right?
Yeah, he's in his 40s.
So, if he came over at, 35 or 36, he's been there. Yeah. He's been there for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And are you not making him a star? The most, at the time, warranted free agent in all of wrestling?
And also, maybe the biggest
star not named Jushin Liger in the history of the New Japan light heavyweight division?
I don't think the fact is being spoken enough that people are wrestling longer than they have in the past.
Their primes last longer.
Yeah.
I did some research because I was steaming.
This is why I want to talk about this. I feel like you're suppressing all this. I'm just going to let it out.
I was steaming about this in my truck. Ric Flair. Ric Flair did not start the Steamboat Trilogy of matches till he's 37 years old. He was 43 when he won the WWF Championship in the Royal Rumble. And the Royal Rumble, people say, still is the best ever.
But
he
was
46 when he wrestled Sting on Nitro. Sting was 36. The age does not matter.
Ric Flair also won his first world title in, like, 1983. So yeah. I don't think him winning the WWF title in his mid... I don't think that's the same thing. I get your point. I'm not saying I even disagree with you.
Yeah.
In the interest of fairness, I have to point out that that's not the same thing.
Do you understand my point, though?
Like, I do.
They got all these guys that made a name for themselves somewhere else. We should be happy that that's possible right now. And But like I said, when they come in, are you not going to put Shinsuke Nakamura to the top? Are you not going to put Kevin Owens to the top? Are you not going to put Sami Zayn to the top? All these guys that people have been badgering them for years to sign, and they finally come, and you want them at the bottom of the card because they're too fucking old. That annoys the absolute piss out of me.
Tell me how you really feel.
It's insane. These people are insane. I want to fucking fish slap them. I want to paintbrush them. Like, what is the matter with you?
But
I saw a take on the internet. It's like, they should sign someone young like Kota Ibushi. Kota Ibushi's a fucking 100 years old. He is 39, and he's done nothing but shoot fireworks off his fucking chest until he was 35. It's ridiculous.
They did try to sign Kota Ibushi, it didn't work.
You cannot badger these people to sign this company because they've had this 10-year run in ROH. Listen, yours don't work like that. If you get signed at 23, you're 33 at least when you're coming. Just Jesus fucking Christ. My God. Like I said, Virgil Devitt, this is the prime example of this. Came over when he was 37 years old. And you're not going to push him. If they didn't do what they did with him immediately, oh my God, I can't believe the fucking backlash on Twitter. They ruined this guy. He's a young up-and-coming star, and now he's fucking ancient. He's one of the ancient ones now. Fuck. Jesus Christ almighty. You had to get me here, because now I'm hot.
That entire rant, and you still didn't answer my question.
What's your question? I forgot the question.
Do you think it's a lack of trust on why they aren't pushing more young people?
I just think there's such a plethora of riches right now. They have too many talent. We talked about this. Like, I don't care how young you are. Keith Lee's 35 years old.
So my rebuttal is maybe they should stop signing these people.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with the point that they are. Like I said, AJ Styles came in at 38. Are you not like, are you going to stick him fucking wrestling Kalisto on NXT? No.
I think that'd be a good match.
I think it'd be a great match, but AJ Styles has been the top guy wherever he went, and I don't care that he's 38 and winning. I don't. They have a problem making stars. They do. We've both agreed with that. And I just said a way you can do it. Have Dunn beat Balor at WrestleMania. It's a booking problem, not a talent problem.
I would agree with most of that.
But, yeah, could you imagine if Balor came over, like I said, the number one light heavyweight in the world? Remember the praise? Remember all the buzz about Balor?
Yes.
When he was coming over?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this guy's going to be great. He's going to be a WWE champion. And now he is one. Everybody hates him because he's old. The fuck? Jesus Christ. And are you going to tell Randy Orton, one of the best you've ever had, the fuck off? Like, he's still drawing more numbers than these guys.
Do you not agree, though, that the fact that Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate are in the same spot they're in?
Yes, it's a problem. It's a problem, but it's not the problem people are saying it is.
That's fair.
It's not. It's a different problem, and it's not as much of a problem.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
They just don't book guys to raise up, which you should. Like I'm sure Randy Orton, Edge, and Balor have no problem putting people over. Bryan's putting people over.
Yeah.
Bryan made Drew Gulak look like fucking the Great Muta in Elimination Chamber last year.
It was a good match.
But just let these people do. Like Daniel Bryan, perhaps the greatest wrestler of all time. Perhaps.
He has an argument, yeah.
Not saying he is, but... He has an argument.
Yeah.
He's 39, and you're not... And he's still a bigger star than they have. And that's their fault, but are you not going to put him on TV? You have to use him to put him over. Like I said, if they want to shut this... If they want to shut down this rumor right now, you have Pete Dunne beat Finn Balor the closed night one at WrestleMania, because that's how you make a fucking star.
But you know what people would say, right?
What?
How can you be a star when your show only draws 600,000 people? You know that's what they'd say. Yes, whether it's right or wrong, you know that's what they'd say.
Yes, I understand that. People need to shut up. I would love to walk around and tiptoe and sneak into people's houses and duct tape their mouths shut when they're on.
You can say things like that.
Oh my God. It's insane. It's insane. And I don't want to go back here, but I'm going to.
I feel like this is therapeutic for you.
It is. You have no idea.
I'm glad I brought this up.
You have no idea. And everybody's like, the new company, AEW, yeah, they made stays like stars like Darby and Jungle Boy. Nobody else.
MJF.
MJF is a star coming in. He didn't get better since he got there.
Oh, I disagree with that.
He got better, but he didn't raise his... I don't think he raised stock.
I disagree with that. How can you be a star in CZW? No disrespect to CZW.
No, you're right.
He was great. He was a great talent.
Right. So Jungle Boy, Darby Allin, MJF. That's where the line stops. They haven't made nobody else. The first champion was 50. The current champion is 37. The last champion was 36. Like,
right, I'm gonna.
Which is not a problem. I'm these gonna, guys are still in their prime.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate. They've tried. They're pushing top flight who are like 19 and 21.
Yeah,
they're trying. Private parties. And both very young.
And who's still getting all the numbers? The Bucks who are 35 and 33. Age has nothing to fucking do with it. Cody wins every goddamn match he wrestles, and he's 35. Where were you arguing there? Nobody's arguing with that. It's not the problem people say it is. I don't care that Kota Ibushi is 39 with the IWGP Championship. Tanahashi is 132. And he had it not too long ago. But as long as you're in your prime and everything makes sense, just shut the fuck up about it.
To be fair, I think both of us think Goldberg should be nowhere near world titles in 2020. Yes, I think we have to clarify that.
Yes, he should nowhere be near. He shouldn't even be near the business. Because I understand the problem with him. You can't just book him in a random tag match.
Yeah.
He's Goldberg, for Christ's sakes.
Like you said, if he comes out and says you're next, you're legally required to be next.
Yeah, there's nothing
he can do about it.
Yeah, if he comes out and says you're next, I don't think he's ever said you're next to somebody that you haven't wrestled. He's got 100% rate on that shit. 100% rate.
That should be a prop bet. If Goldberg says you're next, will they wrestle?
I want to know. Has he ever told anybody that they're next and has not wrestled them?
That seems like a long-term deep dive research project. Although he might have said that to Jericho and WCW and then he ducked the match because he didn't want to put Jericho over.
Yeah, he hit Jericho with the best spear of all time.
Yeah, he did.
Jericho gets hit with a lot of good spears.
Jericho is a good professional wrestler.
Was.
I still think he is a good professional wrestler.
He still has it here. I don't know. He still knows what to do.
Yes, that's yes.
It's just the rest of his body's not sure if he can do it anymore.
Listen, the lion salt was bad, but I don't think it's fair to judge him off that.
No, but he has declined. And he's 50. I don't care. I don't care.
We know you hate Jericho.
So. I love Jericho. I love to hate Jericho. If that makes any sense.
You had a Scott Steiner, he's fat queued up for Chris Jericho.
Because he is fat. I'm kind of an expert in the subject.
I know. I'm just saying. You can't say you love the guy then Scott Steiner.
He's fun to make fun of nowadays, is he not?
He does it to himself.
He does.
He does it to himself.
He does, and it's funny, though. I don't hate the guy. The guy's still one of the probably 25 or 30 greatest wrestlers ever.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
And maybe not the best. Yeah, you know what? Best wrestler and probably best career. But definitely top 50.
Okay, to recap, you would like to see the NXT title defended at Mania. You do think it will happen, and the match you would book is Pete Dunne with beating Finn Balor to shut all the marks up.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that not what it should be? What would you do? Well, let me hear you, fucking Copernicus.
I already said I'd do KOR and Balor 3, but it depends what the goal is. Like, I don't...
If you want to make it... Kyle O'Reilly can't possibly wrestle WrestleMania. He's 36 years old.
I don't think WWE is concerned about all these people on the internet saying everyone's too old. I don't think they care.
No, they don't. And they shouldn't.
Another question I want to get you fired up about, because I think this would be funny. We'll wait. We'll wait till we talk about the Forbidden Door to get there, because I think you're going to go on another rant.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I forgot we still have to talk about that.
And you probably know where I'm going with it, but what else? Do you have to talk about anything else?
No, that's it. We're there.
Oh, so we're here at the Forbidden Door.
We're there.
So I saw a tweet recently.
Of course you fucking did.
AEW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Impact Pro Wrestling, and NWA, and AAA are all working together. Vince McMahon is shaking in his boots. The end is near.
He is so fucking terrified that he just keeps signing billion-dollar deals with his media conglomerates.
I was expecting more of a rant than that.
Vince, you were getting there. Okay. Vince has a T-Rex skull in his fucking thing. And AEW was a legit T-Rex. I don't give a fuck. It's not the same thing. We talked a million times. They should open work with other people, but I get why they don't. Yeah. I get why they don't.
Yeah.
And
I understand it too.
That's going to go badly. I'm sorry.
Oh, you think so?
Yes. Maybe not the whole thing, but there's no way that all those relationships stay on a healthy level. If they do it, it's a fucking miracle.
But isn't that kind of what the territory system used to be? Just guys bouncing around places and everyone just kind of got along.
But
there was unwritten rules. Like if the guy's the world champion, you don't fucking beat him in another promotion.
Yes, but when one of those promotions is on TNT, watched by 850,000 people every week, they're going to call the shots. And Tony Khan's not in the wrestling business. He is now, but he wasn't, so he'll fuck up somewhere along the line. And I'm not even saying that like I think he's bad, because I think he's awesome. I like him. a lot. He's just a nerd, and he's fun to make fun of. Like, dude, like if you're already getting made fun of enough, don't sit ringside at Impact taping with your Starship Enterprise notebook. The fuck is the matter with you? You should have had Google Glass on. Geek. But one of the, can you not agree that one of those relationships is going to go horribly? At least one of them is going to go south. What's going to happen?
It depends how intertwined they all are.
Yeah, we don't know yet. So I'm not. This is all speculative. But is it not true that that could go badly? Because here's what I think is going to happen. I think he's going to try to make everybody happy, and by fault, none of them are going to be happy. And that's a big risk, and I'm glad they're doing it. There's a lot of matches and talent I would like to see more of, especially in MLW.
See, MLW?
Yeah, but I wish they would work with somebody. Why WWE has not just driven Saudi money to Jacob Fatu, I don't understand.
Because he's under contract for like 3 years.
But they had a chance.
Did they, though? You see, he resigned with MLW. Like,
I think he's got a risky quickly. Pass.
Yeah,
he's got a risky past.
He does.
Kind of the same way the Briscoes do. That's why they never got there.
If I was Jacob Fatu, I would have signed that MLW contract too.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was I going to say? I think they'll be okay because all these relationships aren't intertwined. So, like, you're not going to see Rich Swann from Impact wrestle Kazuchika Okada from like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
they're all just relationships
but
with
they're gonna,
AEW.
But they can't spread AEW's talent too thin either. You know what I'm saying? You have to build your own show.
That's another thing. Like, it hasn't really been a partnership with Impact. It's been a partnership with the Good Brothers. You know what I mean? And like, yes, Private Party's been an Impact, but it's not. It hasn't been the fucking Marvel Cinematic Universe crossover that I think everybody kind of expected it to be. And it'll be interesting to see if this New Japan thing is a full on crossover or if it's just a Moxley Kenta deal. Like, yeah. We don't
know yet, but I just it's not. You're right. It's not the fucking Infinity Stones.
Yeah,
but I think that Pandora's box could be open.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It could develop into that, no doubt.
I think it could, and I think it can go badly. At least, there's no way they keep good relationships with all these companies. And like you said earlier, where does ROH fall in all this?
Yeah, that's kind of the big question. Because ROH used to, I don't want to say brag, but they used to tout that like they had the exclusive U.S. partnership with New Japan. Like you can only see New Japan stars on Ring of Honor, and if this is a full blown partnership. And Minoru Suzuki shows up on Dynamite, although that's a bad example because he's a freelancer. If Kazuchika Okada shows up on Dynamite, how is Ring of Honor going to feel about that? And does New Japan give a fuck how Ring of Honor feels about that? I think those are like the two big questions.
Is red tape the right word?
Yeah, and Ring of Honor's been very good lately. But I don't think
I have to say Ring of Honor has been outstanding.
That
tournament they've done, they did,
yeah,
was
great.
Great.
But I don't think it's a stretch to say that Ring of Honor needs New Japan more than AEW needs New Japan, and New Japan doesn't need Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
But and that's the thing. I want to say New Japan. I don't know if New Japan needs AEW because you'd think most New Japan fans in America are already watching AEW because it's like, you know, you got Kenny.
That's what you do.
You got the Bucks.
Yeah, it's New Japan light.
You got Archer. I don't think that's fair either because it's much more WWE-like in terms of storylines than New Japan is.
It's just American.
It's American professional wrestling with a couple guys that used to work in Japan.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, like, is this deal just mean we'll see the Bucks in Japan again and Moxley and Kenta like get this whole thing worked out?
I tell you, I think that's a bad idea.
Or is this a full-blown relationship and we're going to see Okada and Tanahashi and Ibushi making shots on Dynamite? I know a lot of people would like to see the Kenny Ibushi thing continue, especially since they're both champions in their respective companies.
I will tell you, though, they better watch their rating stock then. Because if imagine they give Omega and Okada four away on a random Dynamite on Bash BH or whatever,
I think
they don't do a million, they're in trouble.
They would do a million.
I'm sure they would, but I'm saying that they don't do. If they do a huge thing like that and their viewership doesn't change, that's a problem.
I don't think AEW has anything to worry about with ratings at the moment.
They don't.
I think the other show on Wednesdays is in much deeper shit.
Yeah, so do I.
And
you know what? That's their own fault too. I don't know what happened there, but NXT, you need to get your fucking groove back.
The thing is, NXT, everyone's like NXT isn't what it's used to, because I don't want to say they don't care, but their whole goal is to slow down the growth of AEW. They're not worried about growing NXT.
But even in this AEW versus NXT quote unquote era, they put out some great shows early.
They have, yeah.
They had, but I, and can you say it's not this product that's on Wednesdays? I don't know what happened to it, but it's not the NXT from a year ago.
No, I'd agree with that.
I don't know what's going on. But I don't know what's going on backstage or who's to blame, but they got to get their fucking groove back. When NXT's on, it's fucking on. You know what I'm saying?
I just think they don't have enough developed talent for a two-hour show.
But I think they do, and they're not using them.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, I see some people at NXT, and I'm like, this guy probably shouldn't be on national television yet. This girl probably shouldn't be on national television yet.
I agree. I don't know what happened there. But they're in deeper shit. Get it off Wednesdays. Just do it already.
Yeah, I think
with the Peacock deal, that'll happen.
But the whole thing is, I don't want to say they don't care about it, but I think they don't care that they're tanking their show, as long as it means AEW. Because let's face it, if NXT wasn't on Wednesdays, I'm not saying AEW would beat Raw, but it'd be close.
Yeah, I understand. It would be close. Yeah. And I understand that move.
And they've already beaten Raw in the demo once. It's already happened. So imagine if there was no competition on Wednesdays. I'm not saying it would or wouldn't happen, but I think it would be close.
Yeah, it would. That's why I understand Vince having that show there.
Yeah. No, I get it from their perspective.
If you're gonna sell a bill of goods, what is that phrase?
You're right. Bill of goods.
Bill of goods.
Yeah.
If you're gonna sell a bill of goods, you have to at least have the capital to fuck with the other guy.
And if AEW did come close to Raw or beat Raw, TNT is paying a hell of a lot less for AEW than USA is for Raw. So USA will see that. I mean, I'm sure USA isn't stupid.
No.
They know why NXT is where NXT is, and I'm sure they're okay with it.
And I'm sure they were told that.
And I'm sure they're okay with it because they want to be the premier wrestling show on cable.
Yeah.
And right now, for better or oftentimes for worse, they still are.
Yeah.
But if that Wednesday slot goes... And that's why everyone's so sure with the NHL moving to USA that NXT's done. You're probably right, but I'm not 1,000% sold because USA wants to protect Raw.
Yeah.
It's clear with the Peacock deal that they're still invested in wrestling at NBC Universal, and I think USA wants to protect Raw. You'd think that if they wanted to protect Raw so much, they would try to do something to... Well, I doubt the executives at USA know about creative, but they've said that rumor came out a while ago. They want more adult content, and...
Yeah, we got it. We got Fireballs.
I guess that's kind of adult content, but it's not good adult content. I don't know. But what do you think the effect of the AEW crossover is in, like, do you think we'll see like Darby Allin and Best Super Juniors? Or do you think it's just kind of a Kenta Moxley thing for now, and it may or may not develop into more later?
I think it's a Kenta Moxley thing for now, because Moxley has one of their belts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it could develop into more later.
Everyone said that's what started this. Like if there wasn't a pandemic, I'm not saying it wouldn't have happened, but it would have taken years.
Yeah.
But there's a pandemic. They need to do Moxley versus Kenta because they've been advertising it for what feels like years at this point, but they've been advertising it for months. And the only way to do it, Moxley can't go to Japan without quarantining for like a month, and he's not going to miss that many AEW shows. So the only way to do it was do it in America, and Moxley's contract says he couldn't do it in America. Yeah. So they had to work something out, and the match...
Kenta lives in Tampa, doesn't he?
Orlando? PC's in Orlando.
Yeah, well, I meant Orlando. I just said Tampa.
We got Tom Brady on your mind.
Yeah, I do. But I'll ask you a question, being speculative here.
Yeah.
If you can get one match that's not Moxley and Kenta, what would you do?
One match. That's tough. Huh. See, I don't want to waste my pick on Suzuki and Orange Cassidy, but we were supposed to see that match, and I was so looking forward to it that I almost want to say it. It's tough because with the top, we've seen Okada Omega, we've seen I will say, I think this is really out of left field, but I think Sonata and Darby Allin would be very good.
You fucking kidding me?
What's your pick?
My pick was going to be Sonata and Darby Allin.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it'd be very good.
I was going to have my pick was going to be Sonata putting over Darby Allin.
I think Sonata puts over everybody.
Yeah. And once again, the hair. But
I love the fact that you didn't pick him for the G1 last year and he finally got to the finals.
Yeah, I picked.
You picked him like 5 years straight.
I picked Sonata 5 years straight. And then he finally gets his hair in order and makes the fucking G1 finals. I'm like fucking Nostradamus here.
I mean, he still lost, so not really.
He still got there. Closer than he's ever come.
It's true.
He was basically licking the belt with his former tag team partner, also former IWGP heavyweight champion.
Double champion.
Evil.
Evil. Everything's evil.
But, yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, we don't know enough yet to be making, anybody who's celebrating or saying it's the worst thing ever right now is wrong.
Yeah, like, we're not even a week into this
yet. Yeah, we don't know what it's going to be.
And, like, that's why everyone, like, celebrating, I don't want to say, like, curb your enthusiasm, but don't set yourself up for disappointment, because
that's all that is the wrestling fucking fans' Bible in the front door.
Because then when it doesn't happen, yeah, you'll blame the company.
Yes. Oh my God, that's WWE in a nutshell.
Yeah, like, people will fantasy book something like Alexa.
This is what they should do.
Like, people have wanted Alexa Bliss to be Sister Abigail for years and it didn't happen and they blame the company. And now it did happen, and I'm pissed at them for wanting it to happen, because it's awful. Although Alexa Bliss is very good in the role, I'll give her that.
I think she's very good. I just gotta scrap all this.
Yes. I cannot wait for there to be live people back so she can stop fucking transforming.
Yeah, I can't wait for for swing sets to stop appearing. To give Austin Theory some thoughts. But
do you see the jokes where it's like, if Velveteen's in the Rumble, he'll definitely be in the low teens?
I did. He's done. It's over for him.
Oh, should we talk about Steve Cutler real quick?
No.
Okay.
That's a rabbit hole I don't want to go down.
Although I heard something interesting that I'll tell you off air.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
That is very unfortunate for Mr. Cutler.
Oh, no.
So, we'll be back with TakeOver predictions. Stay tuned. So, NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day will take place this Sunday. The love will be in the air. Valentine's Day. Capital Wrestling Center in
Orlando. I do have to say, it's not St. Valentine's Day Massacre, but for a lot of wrestling fans, it is Vengeance Day. They're full of vengeance on Valentine's Day.
Oof. Shots fired at Wrestling Otaku.
Shots fired at us.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough. Fair enough, for sure. It'll be the last TakeOver before the network becomes Peacock. So that's
a thing.
A thing. And we'll also have an average age of 31 and a half, as we discovered.
My God, I can't believe we're even fucking putting on the show. There's not children out there wrestling.
Stop it. No. I love how much that fires you up, because it's like,
I honestly have never been so much passionate about a stupid wrestling take than this one.
Does a lot of it have to do with who started it?
I don't remember who started it.
Well, I don't want to give anyone publicity, so.
Do you change their name when you send them to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Actually, no. It doesn't, but that makes it worse now, so fuck that.
All right, so let's start. We will start with the finals of the Women's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, where the winners will also receive a future WWE Women's Tag Team title match. So it will be Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez versus either Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart or The Way, Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. So I guess we'll start with who we think will win the semifinals of that, and then we'll jump to the finals. So I will let you start, as always.
I think Dakota and Raquel.
Well, they're in already, so. It's them versus the winners of Shotzi and Ember or
Candice. The Way is going to win win the semis, and Dakota Kai and Gonzalez are going to win it all.
See, I think Ember and Shotzi are going to win the semis. I don't think they'll do heel versus heel. So, I agree with you about Dakota and Raquel winning it. And yeah. I think I've been on the record for months saying they should win the women's tag title. So, hopefully Nia and Shayna take a... That could be another NXT-involved Mania match.
See, no, this is they're going to face Candice and Indy. And I'll explain why in just a minute. the Dakota Kai and Raquel are going to be Candace and Indy, and I will tell you why in just a minute. So if you want to move on to
that. So I'm assuming it's a sum with the Gargano match. Yes. You want to jump there now?
Yes.
Johnny Gargano versus Kushida for the NXT North American Championship. Who you got and why?
I got Kushida.
Really?
Yes.
The curse continues.
Yep. I think the Gargano curse continues. I think they're all losers, and they're going to cut an amazing promo. I think they're all going to be losers.
See, I hope Kushida wins, but I think, unfortunately, this is where Johnny Gargano is finally going to get a takeover title defense.
He hasn't had one yet?
Nope. Lost the tag titles at the first takeover they defended them at. Lost the... He didn't even make it to a takeover at the North American title the first or second time. And he lost the NXT title first takeover he defended it at.
I'm going Kushida.
So, all that didn't change a damn thing.
Nope. They're all going to be losers. The entire Gargano family is going to be losers. And Theory's going to turn on him and fuck off to the main roster.
Well, I mean, couldn't the way losing on Wednesday just also do the same thing? I don't think they have to lose on TakeOver for that to work.
Yeah, they could, but I'm still sticking by it.
I respect that you're standing by it. All right, I'm going to go Gargano, but I will say that with the caveat that I hope Kushida wins. So now let's hop back to the Dusty Classic on the men's side, where the winners will receive an NXT title shot. And lots of what-ifs in this match, because we don't know who either team will be at the moment. MSK, Wesley and Nash Carter, or Legado del Fantasma, Raul Mendoza and Joaquin Wilde, take on either Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher, or the Grizzled Young Veterans, James Drake and Zach Gibson. So we will start with the semis. Who you got winning each semi?
Ciampa and Thatcher will beat Mendoza and Wilde in the finals.
Wow.
They're going to pull some sneaky heel shit to win the semis.
So you don't think
some sympathy for MSK.
You don't think MSK gets the takeover spotlight?
No, I do not.
So see, I have the same winners as the whole thing, but I think MSK is going to put up a great effort at takeover.
Do you think they're going to win the semi match?
Yeah.
I think they're going to do some. I think Legado del Fantasma, number one, will pull some heel shit to build sympathy for MSK.
See, I think, because Cross is going after Escobar for God knows what reason.
He wants the Cruiserweight title.
He might have to slim down a little bit. So I think Scarlett is going to do some witchery and cost Legado.
Some Wiccan shit?
Some, maybe a fireball on a contract or something. And I think they're going to cost Legado the semis. And that's going to build to Cross and Escobar eventually tussling it out.
It'll be a good match, but I don't understand why it's happening.
What? Yeah, what? Escobar just found one of the cards in his fucking gear bag. He's like, oh, shit.
He's like, oh, no, that's witch.
That's his version of the Goldberg who's
TikTok,
next.
TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah, instead of your next, it's TikTok. Yeah.
Next week is going to be Juju Smith Schuster jersey. But
Juju
Smith Schuster. But, yeah, you know what? You said something earlier that makes sense now. If Cross wasn't going to the main roster, he would be in the title picture.
Yeah. That's why I think he's pretty much.
Yeah.
Because, like, he hasn't even asked for his rematch. It's like he doesn't care.
Yeah.
So I think he's...
And you know what? That's a star that could be made up there.
Well, like, that his
but whole... he is 35, and he cannot be on WWE TV ever, because no one knows should wrestle over 35. Everybody should fuck off after 32, because they're already too old. And if they're not made by 22, it's over. It's fucking over.
I love how much that bothers
me. Rene Dupree was 19. That was the best booking in history, was making Rene Dupree at 19.
Tag champion?
A tag champion in Montreal.
Because we all know, if there's one thing WWE cares about, it's their tag division.
Yeah, and Canadians. They just let one of their fellow Canadians get hit by a golf cart.
Well, Rene Dupree was French, not French-Canadian. He was
French-Canadian.
No, Granier was French-Canadian.
But they were from Quebec.
No, they were from France until Dupree left and went to SmackDown.
Oh.
Then when Conway was in there, they were French-Canadian.
Okay, yeah. Well, French.
Rene Dupree was shoot French.
Oh, okay. Oui.
That's why he came out with Fifi when he went to SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
And he had the French tights. Poodle. Yeah.
What a bitch.
It's a female dog. Fifi, I guess it is female, yeah. Fifi the maid, Ric Flair's wife.
She got that wet.
Got that Ric Flair drip?
Yeah, she got that Ric Flair drip.
Go woo on a bitch.
Yeah, but all right, what's next?
I had a point about Cross I never even got to make. His everything about his presentation is so main roster.
Yeah, it is. The entrance.
Yeah, like it's all like, it's, it looks, although, Ron.
Kevin Kassar.
Although, Raw and SmackDown have a much longer ramp.
My God, he's 35.
You are obsessed with this age thing.
Oh, my God. I thought about it in the shower this morning.
I don't know why it got to you so much.
I don't know why either.
Like, and it's bad because I see their point and I feel like you hate me for it. Like, I don't think it's as big of a deal as they're making it, but I definitely see their point.
You see their point. All right, continue.
Like they're relying on Edge to be a draw, and NXT was down and SmackDown was down.
Different argument.
Is it, though? Because I think that's kind of their point. All right.
There's a difference between relying on stars from the past and talking about the age of some people.
Relying on stars from the past is how the age thing got brought up.
They love Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They're in their 30s. God damn them. Fuck them.
I don't think the problem is they have so many people in their 30s. It's the lack
of... But that's the point they're fucking making.
It's the lack of people in their 20s.
It's a decent point. But you can't... Like, wrestlers' primes are unbelievably long now. AJ Styles is still one of the two or three best wrestlers in the world. And he's 40 fucking free.
I don't know if I put him top three, but okay.
Yes. He's one of the top five.
I'll give you top five. I don't know if I give you top three.
Okada, Brian. Oh, God, he's 38. He can't be fucking good. Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
This gets to you so much.
Styles. And then you start getting to Omega. But that's a different argument.
Yeah, you... See, I fuck with you a lot by saying you hate Jericho, you hate AEW, but I refuse to believe that you don't legitimately hate Kenny Omega.
I don't.
You do.
I don't. He wants to have stupid hair? Well, let him.
All right.
He wants to cut a promo like Helen Keller? Let him.
Helen Keller? I don't think she could talk.
She could. She goes...
Jesus Christ. All right. How about we talk about some females? The women's championship. 30-year-old Io Shirai.
40-year-old Mercedes Martinez.
I was saving the best for last.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Versus 25-year-old Toni Storm. Versus
my God, put the belt on her now and send her to a fucking Lamborghini.
So is that your pick?
Yes!
I don't think Io's losing this belt.
I think she is. I think it's time.
Toni time?
I think it's Toni time.
Toni 21?
Yes, I think it is.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
I wouldn't either. Toni's outstanding.
I mean, Io's pretty much beat the entire division, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'd let her. There's nothing else you can do with it.
I say we bring Charlotte Flair in and have her win the belt.
100%. I'm in. Wait, no, fuck, how old is she?
She has to be in her 30s.
Charlotte Flair, American pro wrestler. She is 34.
God, it's too
Christ,
late.
She's ancient.
We missed. That's why she's already a 13-time champ, though.
Yeah,
She had to get him in her prime. Get him while she's young.
She's still the best fucking female wrestler of all time, and she's just...
That's another take that'll piss people off.
She is! I'm sorry! Wrestling is a bunch of opinions, but if you have any other opinion of that, you're a fucking donkey.
So you're not for anyone who says Toyota?
I understand it, but there's no logical reason why she's the best one. She was, like I said, didn't we talk about this last week?
We talk about this all the time.
If Toyota was offered the same... platform that Charlotte is now, she would be.
Listen, when Charlotte Flair is a car company named after her, then we could talk.
Listen, Charlotte, Toyota kicked down the door.
The door! We are the door! That's why I love Sheamus so much.
No, I love Sheamus because he's not in his 20s.
He's 43.
He's older, but he's still good. You see how he dresses?
He's the same age.
He's so hip.
If I ever dress like that, just put a bullet in me.
You see his mustache? It's fantastic.
He's the same age as Tom Brady, astonishingly enough.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ. I don't know why they didn't go to Blaine Gabbert, who's his backup, who also might be 43. I don't know.
All right, I'm picking Io Shirai.
I am picking Toni Storm.
So no love for, what was going to be her retribution name? Retaliation.
Wait, she might get some retaliation. Hold on. Is that on Vengeance Day? Oh, no, she's going to win.
Ali's gonna make a run in.
That'd be cool.
No, it would not.
Yes, it would. It would make sense. Wait. How old is he? He's in his 30s.
That's gonna be your angle for everything.
It is, because it's insane.
You're legitimately looking up Mustafa's Ali's age for no reason.
He was born March 28th, 1986.
No,
My God, he's 34. Jesus Christ.
He's almost older than WrestleMania.
He is. He's almost older than the Colossal Tussle itself.
All right, and finally, the main event. Finn Balor taking on Pete Dunne. If this was a battle of age, we know who would win. But who's winning the wrestling match?
I just don't know why Pete Dunne hasn't made it to WrestleMania yet at 27. I don't know why Finn Balor's not coming back on Legends Night.
for that cool 2.1 million viewers.
Yeah, for that cool 2.1 million viewers.
That SmackDown
he comes in, it's a coup de grace, and he fucks off the catering and goes to bed at 8 and watches Blue Bloods. I don't know. But like I said, Balor's going to win, and like I said, they should put Dunn over at Mania.
So going back to the age argument, because this is another point that I think a lot of people are making. Do you think the reason WWE is struggling in the 18 to 34 demographic because they don't have anyone 18 to 34 wrestling on their shows?
No. No.
I'm just saying that's what people are saying. Don't get hot at me.
They're kicking out. AEW's kicking their ass in the demo, and Jericho's 600. Hold on. Who? Name me the card from Dynamite on Wednesday. We're gonna do a little investigation here.
All right. Let me pull it up.
So we're gonna do a little investigation here. Pull up the card from Dynamite.
Oh, 10 reasons why WWE shows are better than AEW Dynamite from some site called eWrestling News.
Love that. Let's do it.
Dynamite. What the fuck are the results? Give me the results.
Yeah, they're really hard to find.
Give me the results. I don't want predictions for February. What was last Wednesday's date? First. February 1st?
No, jeez, that's a week. January 29th was Friday. 30th was 31st, 2nd,
22nd?
4th.
24th?
No, the 4th.
February 4th.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's February 7th already, isn't it?
No, February 8th.
What the fuck is going on?
February 3rd it'll be, because 9th...
God damn it. This is a fail.
It is.
I got it. Beach break. I should have just typed in fucking beach break.
You should have. All right, I know how old Jericho is. Don't look up that.
Okay.
First match.
Darby Allin and Sting appear alive.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Still Sting.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Darby Allin is 27.
Oh, you're average aging.
Oh, we're average aging the fuck out of this. They don't know the beast they unleash. They don't know. It's like CeCe Sabathia when he gets angry. That's me right now. And Sting is 61, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next thing?
Are we counting the wedding? Because they're on the show.
Yes, we're counting the wedding.
Okay, so we need Penelope Ford.
Wait, nobody else was in that segment, right?
Penelope, Kip.
No, the Sting segment.
No, it was just Darby and Sting. Or Team Taz, I don't know. Did Team Taz interfere? I'm just looking at the card. I'm not looking at the results.
Well, they would have said.
Well, I know. I'm literally just looking at a picture of the card.
Penelope Ford is 28. And Miro?
Miro, Kip Sabian, and Orange Cassidy. And Chuck Taylor.
Oh, fuck. Rusev's 35.
We have a tag team battle royal. 10 teams. I hope you're happy.
I've never been more happy in my fucking life.
You have 20 guys you gotta look at.
Oh, we're doing this. You don't understand. You don't understand.
I have to find these fucking teams now because it just says.
No, we won't do the battle royal.
No worries. I got the teams.
God, Chuck Taylor's 34.
I'm looking up the Sting segment too to see if anyone else was in this shit.
Oh my God.
Where the fuck is this Sting segment? Why is everything so hard to find? Never mind. We're not seeing if anyone else is in the Sting segment. So do you want to do the tag team battle royal or not? Because I have the teams here.
Maybe later.
Okay. Okay. So we got Archer versus Kingston. Are we counting Jake Roberts?
He is that old? Holy shit.
I don't think it's fair to count Jake Roberts because he's not an active wrestler.
We're not counting Jake Roberts.
Okay.
All right. So... Hit me with some people.
Do you have Archer and Kingston? You got both of them?
Well, he's old too. Fuck.
This is great content we're putting out here.
That's terrible, but I'm out of vengeance. This is the takeover. Takeover Vengeance Day segment.
You got...
Oh, God, he's 43. Jesus Christ, all fucking mighty. And right. Archer and Eddie Kingston, right?
Yeah. Who was 43? Who did you just look up?
Archer.
Oh. Well, who was before that you were freaking out about?
Cassidy.
Oh.
Archer's older than Eddie Kingston?
Yeah, Archer's like...
He's like 5 years older than Eddie Kingston.
Wait, Kingston was... He's not 48.
No, Archer's 43.
Oh.
Kingston's not even 40.
Okay.
But Kingston's like 40 for since he's been 15.
I thought you said he was 5 years older than Archer. I was like, what?
All right, who's next?
Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker.
That's going to bring down the value. She's only like 28, I think. Oh, no, she's 34.
Who? Thunder Rosa?
Yeah.
Dead. Written.
No, you can't say dead. I think she is dead. I'm not sure what her character is. Okay. Britt Baker is...
I mean, she's been to college like 10 years. So, yeah, I was going to say she had to be like late 20s.
She's from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
It's awesome. Oh, this one will do. Luther and Serpentico versus Matt.
There's no way.
Serpentico, we're not. That one we might have to leave out because I don't know if we're finding it.
He's 52.
God damn. Versus Matt Hardy and Hangman Page. Are you trying Serpentico?
I am. And just, what?
Did you type in Serpentico wrestler? Because there might be many Serpenticos out there.
Yeah. Hold on. I got it. He's just, how old is he? there's no age.
He's a true luchador. We don't know his real identity.
No, they have his. They just don't have his age. All right, we'll go past that one. Versus Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy and Hangman.
46.
Oh boy. And I like how you have Jericho written down. It just says Jericho.
Yeah, because I forgot he was in a fucking 100-man battle royal. Wow, Hangman's younger than I thought he was.
How old? That's not too bad.
No, that's right. I mean, he's got to get a world champion now, Tony. He's months away. He's about to turn 30 in 6 months. It's over for him then.
The Good Brothers and Omega versus Pac, Phoenix, and Moxley.
Kenny Omega is 37.
37, yeah, we know that one.
Carl Anderson.
And Gallows is going to look like he's 43, but he's only like 30-something.
Carl Anderson is 40.
Past his prime.
Just 20 years past his prime, apparently.
I love how much this bothers you.
Because it's insane. He has one child. He's 37. Oh, my God, these people.
And I feel like for the Battle Royal, we don't do every team, but we at least have to put Sammy Guevara in there, Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
Because they will bring down the average, and it's not looking great without them.
No. We'll just
for your point.
No, I don't want a political action committee. Jeez.
Oh, for Pac?
Yeah.
The Linda McMahon's age is about to pop up.
Who else wrestled that match?
Moxley and Phoenix. I think Phoenix will help a little bit.
Yeah. No, and we're not going to include the Battle Royal, and I'll tell you why. This is just... I'm so sorry this has gotten here.
Yeah, this is...
But it's just...
You've reached a boiling point.
I am. Oh, he is not as young as you think he is.
Phoenix? Was he in the 30s? 30 straight at 30 on the dot?
All right, and that's it, right?
Besides the Battle Royal, that is it.
Besides the Battle Royal, where's my phone? Where's my phone? So, are you excited for Vengeance Day?
Yes. Because... Well, if you're not including the Battle Royal, you can't include Jericho, then. I'm always excited for Vengeance Day.
Yeah, I just...
So it's like Judgment Day and Vengeance combined. What's there not to be excited about? As you do some quick maths. No ketchup, just sauce. You ever hear Big Shock?
I did.
2 + 2 = 4.
37. Talk, Jesus.
You should have done this as we were picking the matches, because I don't know what you
wanted
to talk about.
Well, I wasn't as much as a tangent as I was.
I can tell.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
734.
36! Everybody outside of the Battle Royal, the average age of this fucking show is 36.7 years. And who did we talk about earlier, the young stars they made? Darby was in a segment with a 61-year-old. Jungle Boy was in a Battle Royal. That's useless.
MJF.
And MJF Sammy was in Guevara. The same Battle Royal. Sammy Guevara is in the same Battle Royal.
Top Flight. Private
Battle
Party.
Royal. Private Party. Battle Royal. Oh, brother. Oh, I'm so sorry we took you on this
path. So what did you think you just proved?
I don't know. I proved it to myself.
Yeah, what did you just prove?
I don't know.
All those stars were still on the show. They were in the same match.
Battle Royal.
So what?
I don't know.
I'm just confused on what you think you proved.
This show went so off the rails, and I'm glad it did. I am sorry for this last segment. If you want to stop listening after the picks, do it. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
If we're not past our prime by next week.
Christ, I'm getting there. I'm close, Tony. Tony, you might have to put me out the pasture. Shoot me like old Yeller.
All right, we'll see you next week.